This summer, college seniors looking for jobs are low on options. In fact, government statistics show that more than half of recent college graduates are either unemployed or working jobs that don't require college degrees. Two seniors at the University of Oregon decided to stop waiting for conventional jobs. Instead, they set out to create a new version of one of America's staple summertime businesses. Reporter John Harper went along for a ride.
When you think of college startup businesses, ice cream truck is probably not the first thing that comes to mind. But for Trevor Mathwick and Taylor Robart, inspiration had to come somewhere. And it did when the two were at a rowing competition last fall in Georgia.
We were just sitting there, and an ice cream truck pulled up, and somebody goes, "What if they play dubstep?"
Dubstep is the robot-sounding, bass-throbbing electronic music that has been consuming college campuses in recent years.
And for me, that was like, as far as like a small business idea, that was the best small business idea I'd ever heard. And it stuck with me.
3 months and $10,000 later, Mathwick and Robart had their ice cream truck. And this thing is unlike anything local neighborhoods had ever seen before. Robart says the plan is to be as big and loud as possible.
We went supersized with it. We have a 22-foot truck as opposed to the usual like 16 or 18-foot van that somebody would drive. We want to be more of a social event and social phenomenon than just a business that goes out and is there to play annoying music and then take your money.
The two were enthusiastic at the beginning of the day. But quickly, music wasn't the only thing filling the truck. They got started 2 hours later than scheduled, and tempers roared.
You can't rush this stuff. Like, there's no way to do it. There's just no time. It doesn't exist.
That's called giving up.
It's not called giving up.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Eventually, cooler heads prevailed, and we set off down a busy Eugene thoroughfare.
3, 2, 1, and we're go.
It wasn't long before we were brought to a halt by a horde of car dealership salesmen who came out of their office waving and shouting for us to pull over.
And you flagged us down. We flagged you down.
Come in here and give us ice cream.
10 minutes later, driving down the highway, Mathwick and Robart encountered their most enthusiastic greeting of the day. A woman in her 20s actually flashed her breasts.
Yeah.
The reception was certainly warm, but on this particular day, the cash flow was cold. Above the sales window of the Dub Cream truck, a cutout cardboard sign reads, "Debt clock, $10,000. Mathwick says it will require at least 200 sales per day this summer to recover that amount, far more than the 95 on this afternoon. But the more I talk to the duo, the more I realize that this wasn't really a scheme to make money. In today's economy, it was more about the experience, any experience.
A lot of students are actually starting businesses right now because they're just not seeing a lot of other options. I think a lot of people will start them and then quit halfway. Today was a pretty brutal day, so they're all pretty brutal. And you just kind of put them behind each other. I think ultimately, if I still have a friendship with Taylor at the end of this project, that would be an epic thing.
The Dubstep ice cream truck can be seen and heard 7 days a week on Eugene streets all summer long. I'm John Harper in Eugene.